BBC News with Zoe Diamond. Colonel Muammar Gaddafi of Libya has called on his supporters to go out onto the streets and attack what he called the cockroaches demonstrating against his rule. Speaking on state television, he urged loyal Libyans to chase the anti-government protesters, arrest them and hand them over to security forces.
Would you like America to come and occupy you like Afghanistan and Somalia, like Pakistan and Iraq? Is that what you want? If that's what you want, if you don't, go to the street, take the street, chase them, disarm them.
Colonel Gaddafi said anyone who took up arms against Libya would be executed.
The death penalty will be applied to all those who cooperate with foreign states or anybody who works in their interests and anybody who harms the defense of the country.
Colonel Gaddafi also said that he could not leave his country and would die a martyr at the end. Shortly after Colonel Gaddafi ended his speech, a BBC correspondent in Tripoli heard the sound of guns being fired, apparently into the air. She said fireworks were also set off and cars drove through the city at high speed, their horns blaring. Earlier in the day, Tripoli was reported to be tense, with almost empty streets enlivened only by lines of people queuing for bread and petrol. The United Nations Security Council is holding emergency talks on the crisis and is expected to issue a statement. Libya's deputy ambassador said that it wanted to declare a no-fly zone over the capital, Tripoli, to prevent air attacks on demonstrators. However, the ambassador disassociated himself with his deputy's remarks and denied that warplanes had been used. The Algerian government has adopted an order to lift a state of emergency that's been in place for 19 years. The state news agency said that the move would officially come into force when it was published in the Government Gazette. With more details, here's Chloe Arnold from Algiers.
The state of emergency was imposed in 1992 at the start of two decades of bloodshed in which security forces fought Islamist rebels. The violence left as many as a quarter of a million people dead. Observers say the government appears to be lifting the state of emergency as a concession to opposition parties and human rights activists, who've been staging marches calling for democracy and greater freedoms. Inspired by popular revolts across the Arab world, they say they'll rally every Saturday in the capital until there's been a change in the regime.
Tens of thousands of people have marched through the capital of Bahrain in one of the biggest protests yet in the campaign for greater democracy in the Gulf Kingdom. Demonstrators carrying Bahrain's red and white flag called for the downfall of the government as they made their way towards Pearl Square. Earlier, King Hamad ordered the release of an unspecified number of prisoners. Freeing political detainees is a key opposition demand. This is the World News from the BBC in London. Four Americans on board a yacht held hostage by Somali pirates have been killed by their captors. The U.S. Navy said that the crew of one of its warships was negotiating with the pirates when shooting broke out aboard the captured yacht, the Quest. Vice Admiral Mark Fox is the commander of the U.S. Navy's Fifth Fleet.
Gunfire erupted inside the cabin of the Quest. Several pirates appeared on deck and moved up to the bow with their hands in the air in surrender. U.S. Naval Reaction Forces closed in on the Quest and boarded the yacht. As they responded to the gunfire, reaching and boarding the Quest, the U.S. sailors discovered that all four hostages had been shot by their captors.
The Americans said that they killed two of the pirates and found two more dead on the yacht. The others were captured. Rescue work is continuing in New Zealand to find dozens of people feared trapped under collapsed buildings after a powerful earthquake struck the city of Christchurch. The Civil Defence Ministry said 32 people had been confirmed dead so far. Initially, the government put the number of fatalities at 65. The ministry said 11 people had been found alive. New Zealand's Prime Minister John Key described the centre of Christchurch as a scene of devastation. A mass polio vaccination campaign is being planned in Burma after a 7-month-old baby was found to have the virus. It's the first case there for 3 years. Vivian Marsh has this report.
Burma had been on the point of being declared free of polio, a highly contagious virus that can lead to paralysis and which is spread mainly through contaminated food and water. 4 years ago, the Burmese government immunized nearly 7 million children. Since a drive to eliminate polio began more than 20 years ago, the number of cases has dropped by 99% worldwide. A team from the World Health Organization is already in Burma to work out how to stop it spreading again there.
Viv Marsh reporting. That's the latest world news from the BBC here in London.